Thank you. Okay, 6:31, and we're going to call it over to this committee of the whole. And I believe the topic is chickens and bees, right? So, I don't know who wants to kick it off here. Tom, sounds like you do. Oh, Mr. Sanders, sir.
So, my understanding is that we're going to be looking at some legislation today, is that correct? I guess I was under the impression that we had something worked out. Do we have discussion then that we wanted to say what we want for, are we looking at making legislation still?
I would need to know
okay.
Whatever the content would be, yes.
Okay, sorry, I was under the impression that we had some made up. So I guess we need, let's just divide them up then so we can look at chickens first. And so if there are things that we want definitely spoken for in the legislation for chickens, definitely restrictions or things that we want added to the legislation instead of discussion.
I've had nothing but negative on chickens. I've heard no one wants chickens. I've had more comments on this because I've been on council and anything. And nobody wants to have chickens in town. As a past employee of the city of Salina, there's no way that we're going to be able to police it or manage it. I think we need to do our legislation the way it is. Make it pretty simple. Just keep our legislation the way it's at right now, with no chickens in corporation limits, because I have, in my constituents at the top, are completely against it. And I've had no one tell me they want a chicken. Myron, I think you're the same way.
Yes, I've had about 3 or 4 different people talk to me about it. That's why I didn't make the last meeting either. Right. They said they don't want chickens for sure. They don't want their neighbors to have them. My question to Tom is, we don't have an animal control officer, do we? So, how deep the fall in the county, or?
We'd have to make it somehow fall under engineering.
Okay, because you look at the predators of the chicken, you have raccoons, fox, coyotes, dogs, possums, rats, snakes, skunks, weasels, birds of prey, cats, owls, hawks, mink, and fox. Those are all predators that could come into town. I've seen some of those in town already, and we don't need any more. So I'm definitely against it.
The calls that I received, they were all against it. I didn't get a single call supporting.
I did not get any calls in favor or opposed. People I met with, talked with Danny Reifman, past Ohio State University Extension Officer for the county. He cautioned the city allowing this because poultry is such a huge business in this county. With so much protection around the big operations here from the avian flu, he says you have to go through a clean room to go into every building and out. And if it's just to have more influences on that industry, could be drastic for a lot of these bigger farm industry with poultry is one thing. And the other thing, talking to some farmers that have chickens, you know, what would we expect? He goes, expect flies. You will get flies with a number of chickens in an area, and they will, they're hard to get rid of when you have chickens. That was the other comment I got from some of the some of the farmers. And they have ways of keeping that with air, keeping air moving. They can keep the flies away from the chickens, but then get rid of them. So that's what he cautioned. So I gotta be opposed to it as well.
A comment? Great.
I've also in the same boat. I have not had any positives about it, almost all negatives for chickens. And that one of the predominant comments was, if we can't police our properties, like zombie properties and taking care of trailers that are not doing very well in alleyways and abandoned cars, how can we police our chickens and stuff like that? So, I mean, I'm in favor of keeping them.
A lot of my thoughts I've shared before too, where a lot of people are contacting me in favor of getting chickens in town. Looked into it with some different people too, and I always like to try to go with what's possible, get more freedoms than less, mm-hmm. but at the same time too, if that's what we're all hearing, then we'll do look at that. I haven't really heard many new people talk about it, and a couple people said, no, I don't want it, but it was two or three compared to about 20 or 30 that had said, yeah, we want chickens before. So, other discussion on chickens? I don't know if we just, do we want to make a move and just say no on chickens, or do we want to make another?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the overwhelming response we're getting is no.
Okay.
I don't think we can do anything more, right?
No, I mean, what you could also do is put legislation out there and give people more time to come and opine on that, but that's completely up to the council to do that. I mean, you've got, on the survey that you did, it seemed like there were more in favor than against for both categories, but phone calls we're getting are against. I just wonder if maybe people are calling because they hear there's already a positive response.
Yeah. And Myron, you said there were 34 people. Were they all against it or most?
All against.
Okay.
Not one for it.
And they were in town? They were people living. Okay. All right. So 34.
Yeah, I talked to people outside the area. Yeah. But they were in that industry.
Industry.
Yes. So I wanted to, you know, what that mean when you're, because, you know, he even mentioned that kids coming to school from the farm around people that have chickens here, and they got to be even careful about they can come back with that disease. So it was very, very protective. They have, you know, clean suits, everything. The trucks have to be swept, everything.
It's sprayed down.
Sprayed down every time just to protect the chickens.
And also in the dairy industry, they're worried about the avian flu.
Oh, yeah.
Getting with the milk producers and stuff, too. So, I think I helped up the dam, and then they have precautions there that the drivers walk through a product they have on the ground so that your chute don't transfer inside that, and they're concerned on chickens too, so they don't really want, you know, milk haulers to be going to the chicken farms and then coming into the Danon facility and transferring it back to another milk industry farm too. So, and then we got signs all over Bannon on, you know, basically the contagious and the bird flu carried into the dairy industry.
And I think the other thing, I'm right there with Matt, the other thing I heard a lot was, how do we police it? You know, how do we, because, you know, we got people out there, they're saying that if we can get somebody to come check on a barking dog and to have problems with a chicken, how do we? Like, we don't know who that person would be, if it would be engineer. Are they gonna have the resources to do that? I don't think there's any other option. Then we're probably maybe hire somebody to even do it all over this action. And I don't know if that makes sense. So
my thoughts are, if having a handful of chickens has been a normal way of life for thousands of years, having an industry of chickens, having quarter million or 100,000, that's a totally different ball game.
Right.
They do have the expertise, and that's where it looks different in that sense. So I think try to consider that still, but again, too, if we're looking like opposed five votes already, then probably won't move forward unless we think we can look at some legislation, maybe figure something out and see if that's what people want to look at. That's still an option. We could make something up and then put it out there and see if people want it. We don't have to bring it out or anything, but we could start looking at common sense restrictions. That's just my thought.
I would think that we would, if you want to bring legislation to the table to consider and give the public an opportunity, we would have to put it out on the table.
Correct.
You'd have to consider it because that's where the committee meeting is. Okay. So we could certainly put something together and you could look at it and take the public comments at that point if you want to do it to that level. But we would need to do that and it would need to be on the agenda.
Okay, my thought is too, even like the least restrictive, even if we're to do just the littlest amount, just to open up freedom for people too, if that's an option of just everybody can have one or two or something of that nature and just see how that goes. Or, but I get it with the policing, I get that. It's hard to enforce anything, especially with a lot of other things going on. I get that.
We've dealt with this in the past, within the city, and we've never been able to police it yet, have we, Tom?
No.
And I just think it's going to get out of hand pretty quick. So that's my opinion.
You know, I want to point out, I don't think it's this, the city does, employees have done an admirable job of doing things, but they don't actively go out and look for it. When people will call in about a house with high weeds or broken windows, we respond at that point. But our folks don't just go out and try to find things wrong to cite people. That's not what they do. So I don't disagree with you. Chickens are in the backyard. Somebody can say there's chickens back here. Well, if an officer comes up and he doesn't see it, or somebody from engineering comes up, they don't hear it or see it, then what do they do if nobody's home? So there could be a little bit more onus on maybe the person calling it in. I've had probably four or five people said we think it'd be a good idea. I've had several people saying not in my neighborhood. So I've had a lot of that. I think it lends itself to in the neighborhoods what's going to happen if obviously no roosters, but what happens to the neighbors if somebody else has chickens, they don't clean up after their chickens? What are they going to do with the manure? Do they know how to raise chickens if they think they just go out magically have a dozen free eggs every day? I mean, there's a lot of things that people look at in there. Is it going to cause the neighborhood to stink? So there's a lot of things that because chickens do stink. There's a lot of things that come in along those lines. So I had more favorable comments about pollinators and bees and even honeybees. I did have more favorable comments about that. Had a few saying, what if we get stung? Well, don't go poke the beehive. I mean, you know, so, but those are things I'd look at. But I would say that I don't think our guys are lax in doing that. When there is a property, we have a certain process to go through. We can't just go cite them today and go mow your yard this afternoon. They have certain time limits that the law requires us to have. We don't necessarily like it, but we have to wait. And so when the public thinks we're not doing anything, it's going through a process. If a house is in foreclosure, if the owner's deceased, we have to find out how we can get permission to do something with it. We can't just go in and do it. So there are legal procedures that go along with that. I know our law director knows that very well. He's helped with a number of those, but sometimes people will think we're not doing anything about it. But once you get into that process, legally, it is to protect the property owner, and we are looking to do the right thing on it.
I guess I have one other question. I don't know if this applies, but you know, when we were on the farm, if your dog got into the neighbor's chickens, you had to put the dog down.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that. And my concern is, it's the neighbor's dog, family pet, gets into the chickens. Now they got to put their dog down because it's required. And I think that's just a. I just think that's something we like to avoid
as
a city.
We
run into that scenario.
Do you want to go on to the bees then?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got to figure out what to do next.
Okay. All right. So looking at bees, again, too, we talked about this a little bit before. I want to hear your input. And just today, it just happened to be, I picked something up out in the country, and there were some bees, what do you call them? The The hive, the boxes, and all that. I was about 20 feet away, and I just thought, they're just doing their business, and it just kind of gave me more of an impression that, that with the bees, like, I had this whole thought, like, oh, no, they're going to be all over, but they just went in and out and just kind of and I just thought, man, I was 20 feet away, but they didn't bother me at all or anything. And I got up about 10 feet away, and I thought, yeah, they don't really seem to care. So just an interesting situation I was just in today. So your thoughts on bees that you've been hearing?
I've not heard anything negative about the bees. I don't know what to expect with the bees, but I agree with your assessment that you have to go into disturbance
before
they're going to get agitated, in my experience with it, with bees. And I think if it's handled properly, and I guess I read some of the language that that you had provided. It seemed like there was a lot of, you know, there was registration of hives and all. So it seemed like there was some way to kind of monitor where everything is at. You know, it just seemed like that was, and there was already somebody that would come in and inspect the hives, the way it sounded like in a lot of this language, right? There was a specialist that would come in and take care of the hives or approve it, or no, you have to remove that because you're not doing the proper work to get that, to maintain that hive. At least there was more, you know, ability to police what's going on. And so I would be okay looking at some language of how that would look like.
Okay. I haven't heard anything on bees at all. I've heard the positive or negative on it.
Eric? You say somebody comes in and inspects, that's somebody outside of the city.
There's a county bee inspector.
Correct.
Beehives.
I read it in the email you had out with all the bee stuff on. That's where I read it. And it came from Alan Heindel.
Yes.
Put it out. He's the district honeybee association in our district, in other five counties. And he talked a little bit about what there's all kinds of protections so that you're handling the bees properly. Seems like there's some rules already in place.
Yeah. So the business, some big organizations in the county that handle chickens say no. The biggest organizations in the county and the bees say yes, this would be a good thing. And I haven't heard anything from anybody on a negative basis, other than say in passing, what if somebody's allergic? But I can see some good positives coming from bee production and stuff like that. But I would suggest that they, if you're going to do it, you probably need to be registered with the association and have your hives inspected and do it correctly. But take it out of the city's hands. Let the beehive or beekeeper do it. Yeah. I think our legislation would be a lot of the distances need to be just right from the hive to alleys, sidewalks, houses, and such. Having some kind of barrier, I've heard too, is having some kind of a bush or fence for their natural course so that brings them up, out, and they go up rather than just going straight out where they might run into people, and that's their natural line of flying. Other thoughts? No way in? You heard anything? Or?
Not really. Just chickens.
I don't think you can do anything about that.
Yeah.
If your neighbor's putting stuff on their lawn, what can you do? It's their lawn. It's just, I guess it's a risk.
He doesn't. It's a grass. It goes on the flowers.
calculated risk, I would say.
I would think, too, in the country, if people have bees, they're probably surrounded by farmland that probably sprays some kind of pesticide, I would think. So they probably have a pretty good survival rate with that, I would assume. I have not looked into that.
Somebody who is professionally trained, they are registered, I think they would be responsible enough, but also it'd be a business investment, like we said, too, that they would be actually able to have something valuable out of it, and they would treat it, hopefully, as that they would actually treat it more like a business that, yeah, I'm collecting, I'm taking care of it, these are investment rather than anything else. So, do we want to try to move forward with legislation then?
Well, let me just make recommendations to you guys. So basically, kind of about two or three ways to go with this. You could go ahead and recommend, somebody can make a recommendation, second it, to bring an ordinance to regular meeting and then give more time for community input if you guys so desire. Or you could split these out and do one or not the other or both in separate ones. Like I think it's starting to sound like they're two different things altogether.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're two different.
So that would be another, or if there's no recommendations to bring it in ordinance form for either one of these, then it just dies in committee. So those are your options. It's whatever you guys here decide that you want to do. So,
I think we ought to bring legislation for bees.
Okay.
And we look at that legislation for maybe, you know, for allowing people to have some type of beehive structure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever rules that are getting, I think that's worth looking at. But regarding chickens, I'm not in favor of bringing anything forward.
Okay. And we can always come back to these topics in the future too. That's the other option too. So, you're making an official recommendation?
Yeah, Mayor, yeah.
Okay.
What specifically would you like to see in that legislation is the ultimate question.
There were some ordinances in that link in the stuff that Tom had brought, I didn't know if he could use something already that was in place, George, that somebody, other communities had done.
Do you have a model ordinance?
I thought there was some stuff in there when I was reading.
Yeah, I think your beekeeper contact had provided some things. I mean, when it comes to these issues here, I mean, it's not like I can draft the lawyerly stuff here, but it's all this specialized knowledge about beekeeping and poultry bird flus and things like that I don't have any specialized knowledge about. And so that's where we need to rely on those that do. And so, I mean, if your beekeeper contact would like to reach out to me to maybe make some, I'll say to give me something that he feels is in accordance with best beekeeping practices, you know, at that point, I can, I guess, make sure that it's, in accordance with the Ohio Revised Code and what we're allowed to do under home rule, and also that, you know, it's in proper legislative format. And if anybody else has any...
I guess you made reference to ORC sections, and I didn't go into those, George, so I apologize.
Right.
I didn't look at it before this, and maybe there's already language in there for beekeeping.
Chapter 909.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly...
maybe we don't do anything. Maybe we just have to adopt a law. Revised code on this section.
Right. Maybe. I mean, I'm happy to... I guess... I'm happy to consider anything that somebody with more expertise in that area thinks would be good if the council's, you know, if you trust whoever your expert is saying, then by all means, great.
Yeah. You want to start with something like that then?
Okay.
I'll make that.
All right. All right. Recommendation made by Councilman Clausen to bring in ordinance form to regular meeting, an ordinance for allowing bees in the community.
Yep.
Okay.
Beekeeping.
Okay. I need a second on that. Okay. Sanford. And I guess just we voice acclamation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So we'll bring that to 6-0 to probably the next committee or our council meeting.
I would imagine so.
Okay. And if I guess we could have some discussion via email if we needed to, just to work a few of the kinks out in the meantime. Okay. Anything else regarding this topic before we close out? All right. Then we will adjourn this meeting at 6:55. And we'll start our regular meeting here in about 5 minutes. And if anybody just to